Well, thank God for air conditioning, Joe.
Absolutely.
I don't know how people did it before that.
I know you're such a fan of the hot weather.
Would you ever see some old pictures of a ball game at Fenway and everyone's dressed up in suits and hats?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Been dying.
Well, even the old postcards of Tom Galvin on Wollaston Beach, and it's
true.
And black swimsuits and, you know, full body swimsuits.
Yeah, and they weren't carrying bottles of water like we do today.
Exactly.
It is amazing.
How are you this morning?
So far, so good.
Good. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate that.
Hey, no problem.
Our weekly update, we should start, I guess, with a coronavirus update. If we can chat a little bit about, a concern about a recent uptick in cases across the city.
Yeah, you know, there certainly was an expectation as we entered the next phase, going through the phasing, that, and with the more testing, that we'd see more positives. So I'm not hitting the panic button by any means, but I am a little troubled by the increase. We've averaged 5 new cases a day over the last few days. Active cases were, we're approaching 60 now.
Hmm.
And we were down, to 8 just a couple of weeks back.
Yeah.
I think there's a combination of factors here, and I'm certainly not a health expert, but from what I've been told and what I've been reading, you know that people are out at the beach, the July 4th activities and cookouts, and, young people are still going out. To the restaurants, and technically not supposed to be just the bar scene, but I don't know that they're all doing what they're supposed to do in these environments. So, So we haven't seen an uptick. Most of the active cases are people between 20 and 30. Mm. So that tells you that this has shifted a little bit. Obviously, we knew from the spring that it was the elderly or those with a compromised immune system or underlying conditions were the ones most susceptible to serious illness and death. But these younger people are carriers, and that is the concern. So, as you know, we've had 3 establishments now closed down because employees have contracted the virus. Man at Lunch, the Hop Bar House, and Malachy's are the 3 facilities. Anyone that was in those facilities, they want to check in with the health department. If you have any questions, feel free to do that. We're trying to make sure that people know that if you are in contact with one of those employees, then you might want to get tested or certainly be quarantined and be mindful of any symptoms coming up. Then, of course, we had the graduations for the high schools over the weekend, and unfortunately, at one of the Quincy High graduations on Saturday, a woman who was ill coming in, evidently, what we find out after the fact, was taken to the hospital, and sure enough, she had a temperature, she was coughing and so forth, and still attended. And I think that's a lesson for everybody. If you're not feeling well, even if you think it's an allergy or something else, for the sake of others, stay home, until you're feeling better. I can't say that enough. Think of others, mm-hmm. And I think that should be the mantra about everything. So when you're out and about, when you can't social distance, please wear the mask, frequent hand washing, the basics, the common sense.
Yeah.
Now, I also know that this, we're getting calls from the mask police out there, people saying, I saw a person here without a mask or here without a mask. Mm-hmm. It's not something that we can enforce in a sense, we're asking people to use common sense and to think of others. Now, just because you don't have a mask on doesn't mean you're violating, the intention here either. I mean, there's people out walking that are well social distance or riding a bike, and they don't need to have a mask on. But if you're going into a store, if you around a lot of people, you're going into a restaurant, you can't social distance, then you should wear a mask. Just obvious things, common sense, but friendly reminders to everybody.
How about businesses where employees are not abiding by the mask, Mayor?
The health department, we actually send people out from the health department to enforce that. That's something we take very seriously. So if somebody sees that going on, they should call the health department, and they will send an inspector out.
Okay. Yeah, I know that, of course, it was an issue at Walmart, and that was addressed very quickly.
Yes.
So it's obviously something that taken quite seriously.
Absolutely.
The school, start of school, as you might be aware, Mayor, has been pushed back 10 days. What's happening here in Quincy with regards to getting back to school in the fall?
Well, the superintendent and his team are going to be recommending to the school committee three options, and then we'll be taking those options to the Department of Secondary Education, which is, you know, the department that's required local districts to come up with options and plans. You know, the three basics are fully in, a hybrid model, and fully out with the virtual teaching. So, you know, I think with a little bit of the spike going on, I think there's been a push to delay it a little bit, and that's what we saw with the 10 days. You know, this continues to change literally by the day, Joe.
Yeah.
We've done surveys with our teachers, with our parents. The superintendent, Interim Superintendent Mulvey, has been on more conference calls and Zoom calls and taking questions and responding to people as best we can. It's a tough call. I mean, we've in the surveys, we're showing that, you know, X amount of parents want the kids back, X amount would like a virtual model, X amount don't want to send their kids, they're just afraid.
Yeah.
And then you've got working parents that need daycare for their kids, who need their kids to be in school for all the right reasons.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of pieces to this. We're getting outside expert advice. We're obviously, we got the best in Ruth Jones. We'll be following the guidelines set forth by the state. But, you know, we have old buildings, and we don't have the room. I mean, we're tight in some of our buildings. So you talk about 6-foot distancing, it's very difficult to do. So
yeah,
that's why my guess is we're going to see some kind of a model, a hybrid model
mm-hmm.
going forward rather than fully in, because I don't think we can accommodate everybody fully in with the proper social distancing. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
It's a moving target, but we're going to do the best we can for the kids.
Sure.
I also think that, you know, the state's probably going to relax the MCAS stuff, at least for this first semester, if not for the whole year. I think we've got to focus on best we can without putting that additional burden and pressure on kids.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging times for sure. And no matter what we do in September, what we decide, you know, a third will be happy, a third will be questioning, a third will be unhappy.
Yeah.
What do we pick? It's just the way it is, you know?
Yeah. Would it be safe to say that it's all very fluid, too? It could change from
the
way it starts to the way it ends up, you know?
No question.
Sure.
No question.
Something fun to talk about, Mayor. The skate park is set to open up pretty soon. It's really
they're already using it.
Oh, they are.
But technically, yeah, we haven't had our official ribbon cutting. We're talking about doing it Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very well received from the folks in the community that enjoy skateboarding.
Yeah.
I mean, we have issues around our city when we don't want them skateboarding. So this gives us a place to point to and say, hey, go and enjoy a state-of-the-art skate facility that was built for this purpose. You know, for example, on Hancock Adams Common, we have, some beautiful statuary and stairs and granite elements. And you know, when people skateboard on those things, you know, they can chip
mm-hmm.
the granite. They can damage the brickwork and all. So, you know, we try to keep people out of there for all the right reasons.
Yep.
But now we have a place that can say, hey, go down to Pond Street, the great spot, enjoy it. Use it safely. So it's another piece to our park and recreation system that is, obviously it came from a number of people that were interested in it.
Right.
And that's, you know, how our democratic republic works. You know, you identify an issue, you get some people behind it, and you go see your elected representatives and try to get something done. This is a classic case of this wasn't in the master plan originally of Park and Rec. This was something that we responded to the community with. So, good stuff.
Yeah, and I had a chance to visit the dog park last week, actually. A great spot up there.
It is beautiful. You know, I really hadn't realized it until I was up there. I was up there during construction, when the thing was finished, and you look west to the Blue Hills, it's really a beautiful view. Nice spot. And then that land was really underutilized and not really conducive for a whole lot because it's the topography's tough. A lot of outcroppings. I mean, it's not like you could put ball fields up there with any size,
right,
you know?
Right.
So, you know, it's a good piece, a good use, I should say, for that land. And then, of course, up in that same area, we're looking to build the shelter. So good combination uses for that piece of property.
Sure. Anything else we should touch on, Mayor, this morning?
Well, my hat's off to the firefighters.
Yes.
Last night, we had a 4-alarm fire on Hannah Street in Quincy Point, down near the floor of a clubhouse area. And you know, you have that kind of extreme heat. You get very concerned about, obviously, the people that are in the home, make sure they get out, but the firefighters fighting a battle like that. So my guess is they struck an extra alarm just to get the body so they could rotate the guys in and out and keep them hydrated. So we're grateful nobody was seriously hurt last night. Again, the firefighters did an outstanding job, and certainly our hats go out to the Mood family, individuals who were affected by it. Again, nobody was hurt, but obviously they got to figure out their lives and how to rebuild. So those are the things that go on, you know, that whether it's police or fire or you know, DPW unclogging sewer backups. I mean, there's stuff that goes on every day by municipal employees that just do a great job. So we appreciate the work.
Yeah, I guess there was a power issue out on Howe's Neck yesterday, a planned power issue. Do you know what that was about?
No, you stumped me. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Maybe my staff's aware of it, but not aware of that one.
I know they're working.
I know that from time to time when the system gets really stressed, sometimes they do that.
Yeah.
So I'll have to check on that today, Joe. You got me on one.
Didn't mean to, just came to my mind. Because I know they're working right there at C Street and Quincy Shore Drive, wrapping that up, I guess, right now.
Yeah, that should interfere with any power, though.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, those are secondary lines that would feed the lighting system there. But yes, that's pretty much wrapped up. That was, took a while, but it's a good project.
Very good. Stay cool, Mayor.
You also, Joe.
Thank you.
Again.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you.